Good afternoon. Well, on Thursday, the Australian share market finished completely flat, unfortunately. Somewhat a repeat of yesterday as far as how markets traded. We did our best work early, faded over the course of the afternoon. That's just a sign that there is a lack of enthusiasm in the way markets are trading at the moment. The good news, though, is that with just one trading day left this week, we are on track at the moment to make this three straight weeks of gains, and we hit a three-week high yesterday as well. Today, though, the market seemed to fade partly off the back of declines across most Asian markets, including stocks in Japan, South Korea, and Hong Kong as well. And we also had the focus on Evergrande again, its stock coming out of a trading halt and dropping quite significantly. And then US futures also pointing to a decline tonight as well. Now, today was an interesting day because there was almost a perfect split between winners and losers. Six sectors fell, five sectors improved today. Energy stocks came under quite a bit of pressure, partly because of Woodside and Santos. Both of those companies basically delivered declines in their production over the past 3 months, but they've been cushioned by surging energy prices. So while they struggled today, they've been some of the best performers over the past month or so. Flight Centre, Super Retail Group, A2 Milk were some of the other underperformers today. We also heard from Endeavour Group, which is behind BWS, Dan Murphy's, Cellar Masters and Jimmy Brings, came out with an update, said it's extremely difficult to provide any sort of real clear guidance of how it's going to do over the year, partly because of COVID, which has really negatively affected its hotels business. We also had Transurban down about 1.3%. The toll road operator said that mainly because of lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria, traffic numbers have fallen by around 40% on its toll roads. Having said that, plenty of winners on our market today. The best performer was Perpetual. The funds manager rose around 8% after saying that there was an increase in assets under management. CIMIC Group was another standout. It rose by about 6% today. This is after holding an update and basically saying that it's on track to make at least $400 million over the course of the year. And it's had an extra $16 billion of work awarded over the past 9 months as well. The third best was a company called Healius, which is an imaging and pathology organization. It rose 4.5% today. It said that revenues in the past 3 months have surged by 44%. This is partly because it's been doing a lot of COVID tests, about 40,000, in fact, across its 100 labs and 2,000 collection centres. Uncertain about how things are going to pan out into the future, but at least as how it's done recently, its shares have jumped. AMP also said it's been bleeding less of its money as far as cash under management recently, so that was also quite well received. Tonight, looking ahead, you've got weekly jobless stats, some figures on home sales as well, and the Aussie dollar sitting at around 75 US cents.